But the point that I'm trying to make is that Allah will bless the Ummah. And that happened. It didn't happen in the time of Abu Bakr. It happened towards the end of the time of Umar. Now that's a blessing from Allah. And the Ummah was the most wealthy and the most powerful and the most luxurious. But that wealth also had a side effect. And that is, it brought the Ummah down. It's a blessing from Allah. But if it is misused, it can turn from being a blessing into a wrath. And that's what happened. If you visit Andalus, and you see the life that the Muslims used to live, the luxury, the palaces, and the fitna that they were going through, the fitna of women, the fitna of wealth, the fitna of the beauty of the land, that's what brought them down. It's an epic story. 800 years of Islam in Andalus, and then it was switched off. Nothing remained. After 800 years. It's because of the extravagance. For example, the Khalifa of Qurtuba, Qurtuba wasn't enough for him. So he wanted to build a palace outside. Why? Because he had 6,000 concubines and women servants. He had 3,000 male servants, and he had 13,000 bodyguards. So he had to build the palace outside, which ended up being an entire town, Al-Zahra. The extravagance and the money that they spent, the roof, the ceiling was gold and silver. Everything was built out of marble. The level that the Muslims reached in Al-Andalus, nobody has reached it even to this day, Muslim or non-Muslim. Al-Hamra is arguably one of the most beautiful and greatest palaces that were ever built. But that brought the Muslims down. So, blessings is something that Allah will give you. 11. And this is what you need most. Guidance. Just because you're a believer doesn't mean that you don't need guidance. You need guidance day in, day out. Every moment of the day. The most frequent dua that you make, whether you're conscious of that or not, is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. How many times do you make that dua? Oh Allah, guide me to the straight path. I need your guidance. How many times do you make it in the fard salah? How many times do you make it in the sunnah, the nafil? And if you're Hanafi, how many times do you make it in your nafil, in sunnah? You repeat the same surah again and again, and the essence of al-Fatiha is the dua. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم. Those who believe and work righteousness, their Lord will guide them because of their faith. Beneath them will flow rivers and gardens of bliss. So Allah will guide them because of their iman. يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم. Because of your iman, Allah will guide you. And that's what you need most. You need Allah to guide you through your daily decisions. You need Allah to guide you. You cannot live without the tawfiq and the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bestow that on us. Number 12, Allah will save you. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كَذَلِكَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the end, we deliver our messengers and those who believe. Thus is it fitting on our part that we should deliver those who believe. In the end. And the end is what counts. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, part of his da'wah was done underground. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم at some times had to hide his identity in hijrah. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had to run away from danger in al-Ta'if and in hijrah. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had to stand in battle and fight. But at the end, what happened? At the end, Rasulullah ﷺ was victorious. So don't look at the beginning, don't look at the middle, but look at what happens in the end. The most important part of the movie is the end of it. Allah Azza wa Jal will give the believers in the end victory and He will save them. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي. Allah Azza wa Jal has promised that He will save the believers and the Anbiya. The next point, which is related to this one, is a good ending. 13. Allah Azza wa Jal says, الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. For those who believe and work righteousness is every blessedness and a beautiful place of final return. In the end, it is the believers who will laugh. In the end, it is the believers who will smile. In the end, it is the believers who will be happy, and that will be an everlasting, eternal ending. It's not going to be temporary, but it's going to be everlasting. So the end, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah azza wa jalla says, and this was also the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Musaylam al-Kadhab. Now Musaylam al-Kadhab, the false prophet, he sent a letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him that half of the earth belongs to you and half of it belongs to me, but you're transgressing. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him a letter back. It's an ayah from Quran, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The earth belongs to Allah, and He will give it to whomever He wills of His servants, but the end belongs to al-muttaqeen.